Montreal.
You're listening to Andrew Carter on CJAD 800.
Sitting in today, Barry Morgan.
Well, summer is almost officially here. That's tomorrow. And very sadly, summer is the deadliest season for teen-related road deaths. So we thought it was a pretty good idea to speak with an expert about road safety, specifically for younger people, for teenagers, for instance. And on the line with me is Rick Limpert. He's in Atlanta with Yahoo News. Rick, good morning to you. Thank you for being with me.
Good morning, Barry. How are you doing?
I'm very well. And what would be the number one tip that parents should think about when they're talking to their kids about safe driving this summer?
Well, the number one tip would just be a given. Don't use your smartphone or your cell phone while you're driving. But that's almost too easy. And, you know, with summer upon us and just by me driving around Atlanta, I see lots of kids in driver's education cars. So they're actually taking the classes this summer and will probably get their license later this summer. So, regular drivers need to be on alert on the roads, and there's going to be a lot more teen drivers on the road as the summer goes on. So, don't use your cell phones or text while you're driving is the number one hint I have.
Yeah, just try to discourage that distracted driving as much as possible, and that makes a lot of sense. This one would seem obvious, although maybe not so much. From what I read, 1 in 7 drivers, I think this is in the States, still don't wear their seatbelts. So you got to say it again. You got to tell kids to buckle up.
Yeah, the statistics don't lie. You have to buckle up. And then that goes in part with also, if you have a teen driver, put them in the right type of car. I mean, don't put them in a sports car or a big SUV right away. They have to learn. It's kind of, driving is kind of an art. You have to kind of learn the different idiosyncrasies of each type of car. And just a smaller, more basic car for the driver starting out is something most parents should put their kids in.
Something not too powerful, if that's an option for you folks, would make a lot of sense. And at the same time, be a pretty good idea to educate the kids on maintaining the car as well, in case they have a breakdown, for instance.
Yeah, we've spent so much time teaching kids how to parallel park, and they have to know how to use turn signals and how to grip the wheel. But one thing we don't do, and we never have done, is make kids take a class on car maintenance and learning the different parts of cars and, you know, how things work. And if a light goes on, what does that mean? Parents, therefore, should take the lead. And before you turn the kids loose on the road by themselves, give them a tour of the car and educate them on how a car actually runs.
Rick Limpert is joining us from Atlanta. He's a columnist and photographer, too, as a matter of fact. Cruise control, Rick, I use it quite a bit, but maybe not such a great idea, or at least to not abuse cruise control.
Yeah, just about every car now has cruise control, and that's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing when you're on a long stretch of highway on a long trip somewhere, but inexperienced drivers and kids just tend to use cruise control as they're, you know, taking the car to the mall or through the drive-through at the local restaurant. That's not really what it's for. It makes you a little lazy on the roads, and you should really limit the use of cruise control to just long trips, and especially, using cruise control at night is also dangerous because it just kind of lulls you into that false sense of security, and you're just not as alert as you should be.
Well, I was just going to say, if you don't have the cruise on, you obviously have to be in much more control, and it does keep you more alert. So especially late at night, if the kids go out, for instance, to a party or whatever, try to limit that as much as possible, and that makes a lot of sense. Rick, thank you for this. Appreciate it.
Barry, my pleasure.